This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a new friend for a lifelong location at over 175 years, but she has not been there for that long. It's Meg Forno, Marketing Director for the Great Lake Compounds in the Bristol-Sellington area. Meg, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning, Joey.
So, Lake Compounds, everyone knows it. Everyone loves it. It's been around celebrating its 178th birthday. That's a heck of a lot of candles to blow out.
Yes. We will all participate in that.
One team group effort.
Yes. And guests included, please. We need everybody's participation.
So spring is in the air in the press release. It means opening day, April 27th. So grab your calendar, grab your phone, grab a sticky note, whatever you got to do. April 27th is opening day at Lake Compounds Amusement and Water Park. There's some new things going on this year.
Yes, we have a lot of exciting newness coming to the park this year. Wildcat is coming back. That is a big story. We are so excited to give Wildcat back to our guests and have them take that ride on the iconic roller coaster with this all new track, this all new experience. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I know people like my wife and my kids. I'm not a big roller coaster. I'm not a heights guy. So like roller coasters, I've done Boulder Dash with my kids. Wildcat, I'm still on the fence because Boulder Dash, I'm like, I'm in the woods. I can't really see how high I am. Wildcat, I'm like, yeah, I'm high. I'm not a fan of this, but my wife and my kids love it. So the fact it's coming back, they're extremely excited. It's been down for a great reason, I guess you could say.
Yes, it was retracked with a new vertical stack track by Gravity Group. They're out of Cincinnati, and it's essentially going to be a smoother experience, a smoother ride, and might even be faster.
Hey, if you can get a roller coaster to go faster and smoother, I think all the roller coaster aficionados will be okay with that.
Absolutely.
So Wildcat's had some changes, and that's one thing. The park, it never, I guess you could say, doesn't rest on its laurels. I don't know. That was used in some of the news stories we were airing this week. But it's always, you know, you're trying to make the experience better, faster, quicker, more interactive with the people coming through the gates. And there's some other things that you've done this year to kind of keep that tradition going.
Yes, we have a lot of newness coming to the park for this 2024 season. Not only do we have Wildcat coming back, Boulder Dash has new track that's in place that will also make it a better experience, but we have a lot of fun things. We have a new coffee shop coming, the 1846 Coffee Co. That's located next to Wave Swinger. You can get a caffeinated beverage like icy cold brews, handcrafted lattes, all your favorites. We also have a new toy store, which is super exciting for all of our kiddos. So they can grab anything from a plush to a toy to something that gives them the memory of their day at the park. Our exit store has been relocated to the other side of our entry, so it'll give you a different experience. It'll still be called Emporium, but it'll have everything you need there as well for souvenirs.
Okay, so that would have been, that was what, like the old ice cream candy store, I think?
It'll be next to that. The sweet shop is still in its place, so you can grab your fudge and all your goodies there too.
Okay. I know the kids are always trying to hit me up as we leave for like that last minute beverage for the 3-minute ride home because, you know, teenagers. So I'm just trying to get the lay of the land so we can enter and exit efficiently, if you will.
Yeah. We also have a lot of fun events coming this year. Kids Fest is returning in the month of June with favorite characters like Pete the Cat, and our very own Kyle the Crocodile will make his appearance as well. But that's a really fun sort of pint-sized party for the kids during the month of June. We also have our summer concert series coming back. So we'll have headlined by nationally touring acts like Good Vibrations and Bruno and the Hooligans, Larger Than Life, Adventures in Paradise. That'll all happen in July. And then come August, we'll switch gears and go to a beach bash. We'll have a DJ take the lake stage and we'll really have a party on the beach for everybody to enjoy.
And that's, I mean, the summer stage concert series, the floaty stage over at the lake, at Lake Compounds. It kind of brings Lake Compounds, I guess you could say, back a little bit to its roots when, you know, concerts were a big thing back in the day there. And if you're curious, you can roam the park and find a plaque on Milli Vanilli if you don't believe me.
That's right.
But
that's right.
The summer stage, the float, the whole, how did, I mean, last year was the first year that the floating stage was there. Like, how did the reception go? Obviously, it must have went pretty good if you're expanding it. I'm digging the Saturdays and Sundays beach bash because I always thought, like, let's use that stage on the weekend. Let's get some music here. It's a party scene at the beach.
Yeah, it's a lot of, it's added value for our guests. They really enjoy the atmosphere it brings to the park. You know, if you're in the water park specifically, it just enhances your experience there. And people love the music. You know, it just is a great time for everybody.
That's cool. And I like the Kids Fest returning. There used to be some dancers years ago when my kids were little and we used to go a lot more. But now they're teenagers again, and we go more. It's like the lull of life. But the entertainers that you guys have are really cool. And I loved when they did the Kids Fest. They had either, it was over in the Kids Zone. They either had the story time or they did little skits with the kids and dancing and singing. It's cool to see the kids just kind of get out there and out of the stroller, if you will, and let mom and dad kind of relax for 5 minutes and sit down.
Yeah, Kiddyland will be a lot of fun this year. We're, you know, with Kids Fest coming back in June. We also have roaming entertainment throughout Kiddyland, so kids will really enjoy that atmosphere and that experience. Kyle will be present more in the park. And then we have some fun kid-themed foods like Fruity Pebble Churros or Strawberry Dippin' Dot Shakes and things like that just to really, you know, get them excited.
That's cool. And I know
there's something for everybody.
Yeah, and one of the chicken fingers and french fries, shout out to the people that are sitting there cutting up those french fries. My gosh, I just get it. I mesmerized watching them. They go, you guys must go through so many potatoes.
Oh goodness, the potato patch is a favorite among all the guests. So absolutely,
it's still the, I mean, in my mind, it's the best bang for the buck, unless you want to walk into the water park, grab a pizza, and just sit in a corner and forget the family exists and eat a pizza by yourself. I'm not gonna judge.
And just know the water park doesn't open until May 25th.
So you got, you know, you can hit the amusement park for a little bit. And then when summer comes and if Mother Nature decides if it's going to be hot or cold, the water park will be open about a month after the initial opening of Lake Compounds for the 178th year, April 27th, just over a month away. So that's pretty good. And then, you know, as the season winds down, the beaches are kind of starting to get chilly. Do we have plans for the fall and winter yet? Are we bringing back all that fun stuff also later?
Oh, yeah. We have Phantom Fall Fest returning in the fall. So that'll be, you know, thrill all day on your favorite rides. And then at night, the fright kicks into gear. So that's another exciting time of year for us. That'll kick off on September 21st. And then Holiday Lights comes back as well. So that's our favorite family holiday tradition. And that'll kick off November 29th.
Cool. I love, we last year we went with some of the kids' friends and, you know, big, bad, tough teenagers. It's amazing how they can scream like little children also. And I found that fascinating.
That's funny. And, you know, you can get all of these great events. So we have something all month, all season long. Every month there's something going on. So it's a reason to come back, a reason to really enjoy the park throughout the season. And what's the better way to do that than to get a pass?
Yeah.
A season pass is the way to go. And we're having a great sale right now. So you can get for a limited time a bronze season pass for the price of a single day ticket. So it's worth it to, you know, that'll get you a play all summer free ticket. If you want to upgrade to a gold, it'll get you access to our Phantom Fall and Holiday Lights as well. But, you know, we're pouring the perks on all season long for pass holders. And it's definitely a year to be a pass holder because we want to do more and more to really, you know, celebrate our pass holders and give them a reason to come back more and more throughout the season. And enjoy everything we have to offer.
That's the thing. I mean, you can't beat it. Get the season pass. You can head over to Lake Compounds. There's no D. I don't know how many times people try to put a D in there. It's lakecompounds.com. You got all your information, discover the lake, the hours, planning your visit, promotions, groups. If you know, you're listening to this and you have a little summer group, you're looking for something to do. And I love that the later time of the year, all the school camps that are coming down during the week and everyone's got their color coordinated shirts. I like it. So cool.
Yep, it's smart, honestly.
It is. Kudos to all those chaperones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the passes, for the price, you can't beat it. Get your season pass, get the gold, get all the things included. That's my, I suggest just get everything because when you're there and you're like, oh, we don't have that. And you're going to be like, should have gotten it when they're running their specials before the season. So head on over to lakecompounds.com. Meg, it's, you know, I hope to see you out at the park. Are you a ride person? Like, what's your ride to go to if you're going to get there once opening day hits?
Well, my opening day will be with the water park and the Lazy River. That's nice. My kind of speed.
I'm pretty much the same way. So here's my.
I have to take a ride on Wildcat. So okay. That's a must.
I'll try to give it a shot this year. No promises, but
come on, Joey, join me.
Well, here's a suggestion, because you know maybe you can make this happen because you're a lazy river kind of gal. Could we maybe get like another bump up in season pass where you get like a fancy bracelet? So when you come around, instead of getting out, you just kind of wave your arm up and you're like, okay, you're the lazy person. You can keep going around all day without getting off. Just a
thought. That would be really nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it, but I'm not sure if all the guests waiting in line are going to be okay.
Well, maybe, maybe use it during certain hours, like weekdays or something, just to like that extra little perk for something,
get an extra perk on opening weekend if you join us as a pass holder. We're going to do some early ride time on Wildcat, so you get that first to ride experience. Ooh. So don't miss it.
You're peer pressure, but I'll see what I can do. With the water park thing, we can call like the Mega Club or something like that. You're part of the Meg Club. Throw that out there.
There you go.
Well, Meg Forno, Marketing Director at Lake Compounds, thank you for joining me today. Let's get some people to the lake. We're just under a month or just over a month away at this point. April 27th, the water park opens in May. Just get out there, enjoy the lake. I mean, it's been, and trust me, people, find that plaque on Milli Vanilli. I'm not going to get any of you hints, but it's kind of like the northeast-ish corner of the park, if you can figure that one out. So thank you for joining me, Meg. Let's get things happening down at Lake Compounds, because it's right here in our backyard at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.